To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has four levels: low, medium, high, and sleep. And four different timer options, so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. Hello, everyone. So I hope you're all doing great. I hope that the rest of your summer, if you're here in the Northern Hemisphere, I know some kids are going back to school already. My kids don't start for another week and a half, 2 weeks, they start back to school. So we finished up the rest of our vacation with the boys gone, picked them up last night, and Taylor and I did some more fun things. One of the things we did was last night we went to the zoo because we needed to pick everybody up at the airport, and it's really close to the zoo, or the zoo is close to the airport. So we went in the evening, which was great. Highly recommend if whatever you do as a family outing in your own town, if it's open in the evening, go in the evening when all the crowds have died down. We got to see so many animals. I think they also come out at night, a lot of them, or different species will come out at night if they're nocturnal or just when the heat dies down to eat. So we got to see a lot more animals. There were like no crowds. We got to walk right up. It was really great. And of course, the weather was just cooler as well. Not that it gets that warm here in San Diego, especially downtown near the zoo. With that nice ocean breeze, but it definitely was even cooler because it's been in the 80s here. So anyway, just a quick recommendation. Also, I haven't done this in quite a while, and so I realized it's really just time to do this, and that is to offer a promo code to the podcast listener. So if you've been thinking about joining the website, I wanted to offer a 20% off promo. It's only good through August, through the rest of this month, and that will be summer21, S-U-M-M-E-R 21, the obviously the number, 2-1, not spelling it out. So you can use that on the checkout page if you are wanting to join us over there. And I do those parent chats about every week and a half where parents come and ask their very specific questions to me directly on those. So that is a really great thing for our members. So if you've been thinking about coming, now is definitely a good time to do that. Also, just some a few updates and a little bit more personal stuff for those of you, because you've been tracking me for a while. I just feel like it's nice to share. So the book is coming along. I actually got notification last week that she is finishing up the layout of the book, formatting the book, and so I should get that edit pretty soon. I'm sure there'll be one more round of edits that will just be some quick ones, and then we will get that out. I'm really excited to do that for all you parents of toddlers who are looking for the tips in a book. Just all of the, you know, just all, I don't want to say basic, that's not really the word I'm looking for, because it's a lot more than basic, but just covers all the kind of the basics of parenting toddlers in that book. And I did put the chapter pictures up for the first 6 chapters that she's already done on my Instagram account at ironmom2020. And as soon as she gets me the rest of the book, I'm going to show the table of contents and the last, the first page of the last 4 chapters. I share that on there along with just our fun outings for me personally as a mom doing some self-care and doing my own stuff as well as with the family. So, and then I do have videos that we're going to be putting up onto the YouTube channel. We're getting back to that. So we have a bunch of them in the queue. One of them ready to go up, several of them recorded, and then a bunch more that I have the outlines for them. I'm going to record those and get those up. So we're rolling that out as well. And you can look that up on YouTube under Your Village. Lastly, I just want to send a, well, not lastly, because we're going to get into the question, but I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has supported me, continues to support me, my listeners, and of course, my members who have all supported me throughout the years, or even if you've just found me, I just want to thank you all so much. I have finally been able to get pre-approved for a home loan to get my own house. And this is something that I have had as a goal for a long time. And as a small business and as a business owner, there's just a lot of hurdles to jump through, and you have to have a long history, and they just seem to be much tougher on us to be able to get home loans. So I just thank you all from the bottom of my heart for supporting me and helping me reach this goal. I know, and obviously I'm sure you get some great information from this podcast and from the classes, but it really means a lot to me that obviously that I'm there to help you, that I get so many great emails from parents about how much it's changed the way they parent, how much it's helped them turn things around in their family. So that's always great to hear too, but I am just feeling so happy to finally be able to take this next step. It is bittersweet, I'm not gonna lie, and we have some other things we're gonna have to work through with this next step of our family. One of them is just the whole crazy process of trying to find a house and buying a house. So that, you know, is the next thing. But once we settle in, we have 2 homes now. And so that's a new adjustment for all of us. We will continue to hang out, all 5 of us, do some dinners, do an outing, you know, once or twice a week. And definitely, we're still a family. We always will be. But it will be, just a different stage for all of us. Okay, so let's get to this topic. So I got a question from a mom who was wondering about some big physical reactions to emotions. And specifically one that seems to be self-harming. And it sometimes these things can really kind of scare us and make us feel uncomfortable because we don't understand what's happening. But this is a great question I'm going to answer, and it's going to help any parent if you're seeing physical reactions in your kids, whether it's something that you're afraid they're going to hurt themselves or hurt something or hurt someone else. If your toddler or young child is reacting physically to emotions, then this question is definitely for you. So Ashley wrote in and said, I'm a new listener of the podcast and I love it. I've been binging on them, so forgive me if you've answered this in a previous podcast. And you know what? I do sometimes get these questions and I do think I answered this to some degree before. I'm going off on a little tangent here. However, you know, every question brings its own nuance, and sometimes it's been so long since I've covered it, and I'm sure there's other parents who have this question, and it's really hard to go back and really search through to find exactly what you're looking for. So it's great. Bring on the questions. Even if I've covered them before, I like to recover them because you just never know who else is new or how long it's been, and information that might be a little more buried and more difficult to find. Okay, Ashley says, I'm a mother to 5 kids, ages 9, 8, 7, almost 2, and a 1-month-old. My question is involving my toddler. He is so bright and inquisitive, but has a hard time communicating. He can say a few words and signs, and we work with a speech therapist. He loves to bang his head on things whether he's happy or sad. Sometimes he does it and claps, and other times he does it when he's mad. I understand that he is most likely just trying to communicate his feelings. We have tried saying no, and he screams more. When he gets upset like this, do we distract him, discipline him, just let him cry it out? I've tried it all and nothing seems to make a difference. Please help me on learning how to help my child communicate and understand us saying no. Thanks so much, Ashley. So Ashley, first of all, my hat's off to you. I am sure it's a lively, busy, fun family, but also chaotic. You know, I had three under two for a little bit. 3 toddlers at the same time, and that was crazy. But you're juggling a lot of balls in the air, and I think that's amazing. Okay, I'm going to start with some background on language development, especially as it relates to this situation, because that will help understand the situation a little deeper, I think. Then I'm going to talk about why this might be his go-to behavior and some ways that you can encourage him to express himself in a different way that will fulfill his needs of needing to share that emotion, but also will hopefully feel better to you too if you're concerned about that he might get too rambunctious and actually hurt himself doing this. So here's a couple of common things with language development, which is really helpful to be aware of. First is that firstborn children often talk earlier than laterborn children. So, and this is because firstborns, you know, they're their only child, so they get a lot of that one-on-one attention, one-on-one time, because they get the running commentary. They're our only kind of little buddy during the day. I still remember this, you know, my little infant in my carrier, and I'm washing dishes, and I'm talking to him about washing dishes, and I'm carrying him around the house and talking to him about everything I'm doing, and he just got a lot of that one-on-one time. So because they get so much stimulation, in many ways, but also language stimulation, they tend to talk earlier. They tend to have earlier milestones, language milestones, than later-born children. Now, that isn't a detriment by any means. It's just the way it is. It doesn't mean that our younger children have a disadvantage. It just may take them a little longer to catch up. Totally normal, totally fine. It's just the way it is. So they figure it out. So I'm glad you're working with a speech therapist. That's great. It certainly can only do good. So it's a great way to go. It gives the toddler the best chance of getting those language milestones caught up. Also, girls tend to talk earlier than boys. The language center in female brains do tend to develop earlier. But boys do catch up. So actually, I've decided that next week, I'm going to talk about some differences that I think a lot of parents will find helpful. Not just common developmental differences between boys and girls, but common traits and development patterns based on birth order. So boys and girls and birth order. So not everyone is going to fall into typical patterns, whether boy or girl or first, middle, or later born children. But more times than not, we do, our children do as well, fall into a lot of these patterns. So it's nice to know, it's helpful to know, and I find the topic really interesting. I just find human dynamics very interesting and what makes us the way we are or what may influence us to be a certain way or another way. Outside of just our genetics, there's also a lot of external factors that can contribute to that. So it's really interesting. So I'm going to talk about that next week. So knowing that your son is a fourth born child and a boy, so it's not uncommon that he's developing his language skills at a bit slower rate. But again, I'm glad you've got the speech therapist because that only can yield positive results. Great thing to do. So given that any two-year-old or not quite two-year-old already doesn't have the best language skills, like two-year-olds are just starting to develop their language skills. They don't have a ton to begin with. Then you, if you have one who is developing a little bit slower, these frustrations can, they're common at two anyway. Then you have a child who's a little bit slower to develop, the frustrations can play up even bigger. So especially around these big emotions, even the positive ones like happiness can get expressed in a different way. So, you know, they're just getting their circuits overloaded. So that's what's happening here with Ashley's son, just getting his circuits overloaded. Just there's just all this emotion and feeling and stuff going on. They don't know where to put it. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to express it. They don't know how to get it out other than to do something physical a lot of times. Now, for some kids, that's crying, that's falling to the floor, that's yelling, that's throwing something, that's grabbing something. In his case, it just happens to be the head banging is what he's going to get it out. Just what his body is deciding that it wants to do. So knowing this, it seems to me that it's very likely that he may be a highly active child, meaning a child that just needs a lot of physical output to get out there and work out a lot of things in a physical way, and needs to be moving a lot. Now, if he's not one who needs to move a lot, at least he's going to be a very physical child, will want to show emotions in a physical way. So whether that's hugging or snuggling or, you know, or banging his head or throwing something more physical to get those emotions out, definitely falls on that higher end of being more physical. So this gives us some insight on how we may be able to work with him and guide him more easily to express himself in a way that's natural to him. And also in a way that where you feel like he is doing it in a more safe way and or a more appropriate way. Now, he's not hurting anyone else, so it's really not a problem. But of course, I know you want to keep him safe. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit more and some ideas that I have of ways that you can work with him so that he can find some safer go-to responses for bigger emotions. And I'll get into that right after a word from our sponsors. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Now that we're back, I'm going to cover
how we can help guide and coach younger children, or even a little bit older, who are having reactions that are either what we feel are unsafe or less safe than we would prefer to see, or that are even just really big physical reactions. So safety either for themselves or for other people. So when toddlers and young children have big feelings, and we know they have big feelings a lot, they will have big reactions. So for most toddlers, again, this means like a tantrum response, loud yelling, the crying, falling down to the floor, maybe kicking. Sometimes it might go to something a little more physical of a response, like grabbing, throwing something, pinching, that type of thing. Some kids will engage in behaviors that seem odd to us, where they're expressing themselves by doing something that could be painful for them. And that one of those is headbanging. I have seen this before. Sometimes kids will run into a wall, like full body run into a wall. I've seen that before too. But headbanging is a response, is not out of the range of a normal reaction. Same with that running into the wall full body. They're just like, I don't know what to do with all this emotion. And they just like, boom, run into the wall or start banging their head. Now, the good news is that if it hurts too much, they will stop. They'll do it once or twice and be like, that was not the best idea, and they will figure it out. But what we want to do is we want to work on guiding them to a new go-to behavior. So even if you have a toddler who's doing something that just is potentially dangerous, like throwing something or kicking someone else, then we're going to work with them to get a new go-to behavior. So rather than going to the negative of telling them to stop or saying no, a lot of times what that will do is it just kicks it up, it keys it up. So if we guide them to a new go-to behavior, we let them know what to do rather than what not to do, it's a lot easier for them to know where to put that energy. Because when we just say no, they're still like, well, I'm still upset. I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with this. And they're trying to get it out. And so it just becomes a real struggle for them and for us to try to get them to stop, because they need a place to actually go with the behavior. So, and this is totally common. I mean, we react immediately by telling our kids not to do it. It's really natural to just be like, don't do that. Stop doing that. Especially if we're concerned they're going to get hurt. Our job first and foremost is to keep our kids safe. Like, that's just what's in our head. I got to keep this kid safe. And so our immediate reaction is, don't do that. Now, I remember telling my kids when they were little, and they would get upset when I would try to stop them from doing something, like trying to run into a parking lot, something like that. And I'm trying to hold their hand and they're getting upset with me. Now, this is when they're a little bit older and we've worked on this stuff and we've had some conversations and they can really understand this. So around three to four, when we would start to have these conversations. But I would explain to them, I love you and my number one job is to keep you safe. Now, I even remember, you know, I'd have this conversation with them and then they would be able to tell me. So when they started to do something that they I felt was unsafe, I would look at them and say, you know, I would say, what is my number one job? And they would say, to keep me safe. So they understood it. They knew that that's what was important. So they learned quickly that me stopping them or having them do something in a different way wasn't because I didn't want them to have fun. But it was a message wrapped in love, and that's always a good thing, no matter their age. So in addition to that, they need this new go-to behavior. What should I do instead? It gives them a place to focus that energy. So we want to try to remember in those moments when we feel like trying to stop them right away, to stop, take a break, and then remember to refocus them. So for happy times, I would recommend a fun new behavior. Something like, I can see you're feeling really happy about going to the zoo today. Let's do a happy dance. I can see you're really excited about going to the park. Let's jump up and down. How high can you jump? Asking a question or challenging them in a fun way to test out their skills can be really a way to really engage them. Can you jump over this stuffy? Can you jump over this block? It gets them excited to try out this skill because they're changing so rapidly. They're getting stronger, faster, more coordinated every day. So this can be really fun for them. So if doing the happy dance or just jumping up and down stops working, because sometimes these things will work for a little bit and then they're not new and they stop working. So if that more simple method stops working, getting into being even more engaged. In asking a question, how high can you jump? How fast can you run around the couch? whatever their go-to behavior is, to just kind of challenge them to test their skill while they get this energy out, this emotion out in a physical way, will be enough to get them to redirect and engage in something that is not so harmful or so hurtful, or that's so potentially harmful or hurtful. And so the same thing for the more difficult emotions. You want to guide him to find a way that works for him. So some kids may want to just go run around the couch or go make a lap around the house or around the living room or whatever area you have inside or outside that will work. And that also can work for the happy emotions too. Jumping up and down, punching a pillow, any of those, whatever it is that works for your toddler that you found, you may have to do a little bit of testing to see which one they feel like really helps them get those feelings out. And I've actually had some parents who bought their toddler a small child's punching bag because he liked to hit. Hitting was his go-to thing. And he would hit and punch and kick when he got upset. So they had a place to redirect that behavior when he got angry and needed to work it out. It's a great way to redirect that energy. It really encompasses that lesson that every emotion is valid. You're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to be frustrated. You're allowed to feel hurt about something and feel upset about something. We all feel that. It's perfectly valid to feel it. So it validates that. But then give them a specific or more appropriate way that they can process it or express it. And a punching bag is just that. It's made for punching. So it's a way to work it out that's very productive. It gets that feeling out, helps the toddler or child feel better, work through that adrenaline, get that out of their system. Then when they have it worked out, work through that fight or flight response, they're much more calm and ready to talk through their feelings or engage in that talking about their feelings. Now, it's a great intermediate step between the reaction and then coaching connecting with feelings, because they're just not ready to connect with feelings until they've gotten all of that out. So any other guidance they may need beyond that of just redirecting, helping them go have a no go-to behavior. Now, if they do use something like a punching bag, running around the couch, punching a pillow, and then they feel fine, they haven't engaged in any aggressive behavior towards themselves, anyone else, or thrown a toy, that type of thing, that may be all they need. But you can check in. So in case they do want to walk through what happened, or you want to coach them through some of that, you'll learn what works best for your individual child. Because of course, what works for one of them may not work for the other. And that's fine. They're all different. So you'll learn what they need and what they don't. So something like, great job using your bag to work through your big feelings. Would you like to talk about what happened, or are you good now? So this is if they just got frustrated and they went over and they ran around the couch, or they went over and they punched the punching bag a few times. That may be all they need and they're fine and they don't need to talk about being frustrated over, their block tower falling over or their train tracks not all fitting together or whatever it is that they're frustrated with. If they say they're good, there's no need to push it. Now, if they did something first, like picked up something and threw it where they could have hurt someone or broken the toy if they threw it really hard or threw it against the wall, and then they went to their go-to response, that's great because it's a definite improvement. But you could say something like, that was a great job stopping yourself and getting to your bag to finish working out your anger or running around the living room, whatever. And then I can tell you're getting much better at catching yourself, but please work on stopping yourself a little bit sooner next time, okay? And you will see this, where they will start to react in their old patterns, but catch themselves and use their new behavior. It's a great sign. They're learning to stop themselves before they get too upset, to redirect themselves, and soon it will replace their old behaviors. But of course, just like adults, and I know I'm always working on my own behaviors and mindsets and reprogramming. So kids aren't going to be perfect all the time, even after they start to get the skill down. It will be a continuous improvement. And just guiding them back, reminding, coaching, teaching in those moments. Let's get to your bag to work out some of these big feelings. Let's take a lap around the living room or the yard to work out these big feelings. It's a nice reminder to catch them if they're not catching themselves. Pull them back long enough to be like, oh yeah, I better go do that. Oh yeah, I'm going to do this differently. So it's definitely a process. So again, the first step, teaching them the new go-to behavior. Finding something that works, teaching them where they can go, what they can do instead. Finding the right fit for that particular child. Then you're going to be reminding them when they start to get worked up. then they will start to redirect their own behavior before too long. Sometimes, and again, the younger they are, the more redirecting it's going to take. If they're 3 or 4, they usually catch on to it pretty quickly, especially by 4, they catch on to it pretty quickly. So sometimes they'll start in on the old behavior, stop themselves, and go do the new behavior, and we work through that. Sometimes then they'll start doing it and they'll be doing great for a little while, a couple of weeks or something, and then they'll go back to the old behavior again, to a reaction. It'll be intermittent. So that can happen too. They'll get pretty good and then they'll have a little bit of a relapse. So just know that that can happen. Keep your focus on their progress. Know that we all slip up sometimes. We just keep letting them know we love them through it all and we're there to help them remember and help redirect them to help them be the best person they can be. Again, next week, I'm going to dive into the common developmental differences between boys and girls, some common areas where parents treat boys and girls differently, and we're going to talk about birth order, the way we commonly treat kids differently based on their birth order, and the common traits of each, and you can see how you fit in, how your kids fit in with that, or where they maybe don't. So it's really interesting, and then there's a lot of parameters to that. There's a lot of variables that can affect those as well. So that's always interesting to see. Yeah, every family has kind of a different permutation of birth order and gender and the whole thing. So if you want to dig into any of these topics more deeply, helping your child with anger, tantrums, of course, your developing infant, toddler, preschooler, all cover ways to support solid social emotional development along with all the other areas of development. All of these and all of the 60 plus classes can be found on demand on the website, yourvillageonline.com. Oh, and don't forget the promo code, good this month only, summer21, S-U-M-M-E-R, 2-1, for 20% off, and it will expire at the end of August. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big.